to be people of faith, we must become comfortable with mystery. Today is the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, and that the mystery is something that we can't understand. And we have several mysteries in our church, in our belief. There's the incarnation, the fact that God became man. We don't understand how that can happen. There's the resurrection. Jesus, who had died, rose from the dead, and lived again. That doesn't make sense. And of course, there's the Eucharist. Jesus gave us, or gave his apostles, the night before he died, he gave his apostles his body and his blood. These are all mysteries to us. These are things that we can't make sense of. We can't rationalize them. But we accept them because they are part of our faith. The Holy Trinity is identified in the Catechism of the Catholic Church as the central mystery of Christian faith and life. First, the Holy Trinity is one. It's three persons and one God. All are Holy Trinity, with the three persons in the Holy Trinity, are separate and distinct persons, each one. And the three persons in the Holy Trinity all relate to one another. That's important. Okay, so we've covered the theology of Holy Trinity, the head part. Now I'd like to progress toward the feeling, the heart, how we feel about Holy Trinity, what it means to us in our everyday lives. As people of faith, we embrace this truth in faith, this truth that there are three persons in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's not based on our ability to comprehend it that we accept it, but based on our willingness to be open to God being active in our lives. It's really powerful when we can know something. When we can know something and know that it exists, even though we can't understand how, even though we can't see it, we can't hear it, we can't feel it, we can't taste it, we can't smell it. And we can't prove it. But we know it. We don't know it with our heads. We know it with our hearts. We accept it as part of our faith. And the key to this, when it comes to the Holy Trinity, is that relational aspect. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The pouring out of love into our hearts. God's love is poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. That love emanates from the Father, it proceeds from the Son, and it comes alive through the Holy Spirit. The fact, or the notion rather, the idea that God loves us, that's something to be excited about. And that's what the Holy Spirit brings to us. That's what the Trinity brings to us. Okay, so there was a little bit maybe of theology in that part as well. Now I'm going to relate a story to you from a lady who was a PhD and used to be a department head at Notre Dame. And she gives conferences around the world. This is how she looks at the Holy Spirit. And it's sort of a contrast or combination. combination of the head and the heart. And she mixes them together. She says she has a round table to sit at in her kitchen. This table has four chairs in it. One of the chairs is a 50-pound bag of flour. She likes to bake bread. So she puts that 50-pound bag of flour in that chair because she doesn't have room for it in the cupboard or in the cabinet or anything. So it just stays there. When she and her husband are sitting at the table eating or talking to one another, they just really don't pay much attention to it being there. But when she needs it, and she likes to bake bread, when she needs it for making bread, she dips into the cupboard bag of flour. Gets the flour out that she needs. It's there all the time. They don't really pay much attention to it, except when she needs it. One day she had a friend come over, and this friend happens to be a very lively lady. Said the life of the party at every party. The friend happened to sit in the chair where the 50-pound bag of flour usually is. And they spent all afternoon talking, laughing, sharing stories with one another, having fun, having a relationship with one another, being friends in Christ with one another. And then after the lady left, she said she couldn't get over it for 2 hours thinking about what was going on. Filled with joy and filled with good feelings. She has that bag of flour there most of the time. She doesn't really notice it much, except when she needs it. And then her friend is there in this chair. And her friend makes life come to life and livens everything. Is joyful, filled with joy. And so she sort of mixes those ideas together. To be, to describe, to feel what her feeling is of Trinity. And of course, the lively part of it, the mover and shaker in the Holy Trinity is the Holy Spirit. I have one final word about the Holy Spirit. In today's gospel, we hear the line, "The Spirit of truth will guide you to all truth." This gospel reading was at the time of the Last Supper. Jesus was speaking to his apostles at the Last Supper in this gospel reading, and he tells his apostles, "The Spirit of truth will guide you. All truth." What the Spirit is doing for his apostles in that case is making clear what he's talked to them about, what he's told them. He's been telling them all along before they come to this Last Supper. He's been telling them all along that he's going to suffer and die and be the salvation of the world. But they haven't gotten it. They haven't understood it. They don't know how to put it together. After it happens, then the Holy Spirit goes to work on them, and he makes them finally see and finally understand what Jesus has been telling them all the time, who Jesus really is. And then the Holy Spirit guides them to all truth. When they go forward, and try and establish, not try, but establish the church. They encounter difficulties, but the Holy Spirit guides them through the difficulties. There have been difficulties all down through the years, from then till now. There still are difficulties. The Holy Spirit has guided the church leaders all through the years. There's been some bad things they've done to them. But the church is still alive, thanks